You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. Today, WBHM is looking at parking issues in downtown Birmingham. Many of the city's more than 5,000 meters are broken, and many people who live and work downtown have reported a significant increase in the number of tickets they've been receiving in recent weeks. Is the current system of street-side parking sustainable, or is Birmingham headed for a parking crisis? For more, we talked to Nick Patterson. He's the editor of the weekly newspaper Weld, and Nick joins us each Thursday during All Things Considered. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Rachel.
Weld's cover story this week is called Bring a Bag of Quarters. That's referring to some very high meter prices in the city of Birmingham. The meters originally went up last July. Explain that whole situation.
Well, essentially, the city looked at the city of Atlanta, where parking rates are typically about $2 an hour. And for that and perhaps other reasons to raise more money with the parking meters, the city went way up on parking rates. And in fact, parking meters that would normally let people sit for 10 hours went up to $1 an hour. And other meters that had been $2 and $3 went up to $2 an hour as the maximum rate. So it went way up.
There was a large public outcry when the meters did go up last July, and it didn't last very long.
Right. By November, the city had declared that the extremely high for Birmingham rates of $2 an hour were just too high, and they dropped those rates. The city dropped the rates down so that the meters should have been approximately $1 an hour for parking. However, what people found out is that the parking rates on the meters were inconsistent. Depending on where they were, meter rates that would range anywhere from 25 cents an hour to $1 an hour up to $2 an hour. Now, Kim Rafferty of the city council says that all of those meters have been changed, all those problems have been solved, but in reality, there's still a few meters around town between Birmingham, downtown Birmingham and Southside, where the rates are not $1 an hour.
But isn't this just a problem that most cities have? People just don't like paying high prices for parking meters. What makes Birmingham unique then?
Well, Birmingham was used to lower parking rates. So when the rates went up, it bothered people a lot.
What's the possible coming parking crisis that the article alludes to?
Well, the fact is that the city is writing a lot of parking tickets. And the fact is that a lot of people are getting a lot of parking tickets and they're not paying their parking tickets. So essentially, the city has a significant problem with parking, both with people taking the city's parking fees seriously and also with just the sustainability of using parking as a money-making operation. So the question becomes whether or not on-street parking becomes sustainable for the city. Councilor Kim Rafferty says in the long term, it really isn't because it doesn't cover the cost of the meters and the maintenance of the meters. It doesn't cover the cost of paying the people who write the tickets for parking meters. And frankly, the city just is not collecting the amount of money that the city should be collecting either from parking meters themselves or from people who violate parking and get tickets.
People are competing for spots, and this has led to some people taking on some creative measures. That's how I'll put it, in order to find parking downtown.
Yeah, people are parking in places where they may believe that they are legally entitled to park, but in fact, they are not legally entitled to park. And as a consequence of that, many of them are falling prey, if you want to put it that way, to pretty aggressive towing companies who are, of course, hired by the companies or the people who own the lots where they're parking. And the towing companies are coming and people are finding themselves having to pay fees for getting their cars out of impound because they're being towed. And so people are trying to find ways to get around the lack of parking and, of course, the cost of parking.
And you you actually admit to being part of this game yourself.
Well, let's put it this way. When I'm downtown, I try to park. I'm usually there for about an hour or two at a time. I think that's ultimately what the city wants. But I also realize that from time to time, if I'm in a meeting, it may take more than the time that I have on the meter to conduct that meeting. And so I try to park strategically. I park at places where I think it's going to take the city around a while to get around to it in case my meter should happen to expire. And as pointed out in the WBHM story, there are a lot of broken meters around. And so I'm not averse to parking in front of a meter that's broken. It's not my fault that it's broken. So I pay when I can, and I certainly pay to the degree that's possible, but it's difficult to find parking and be able to sustain it. And of course, Kim Rafferty points out for different reasons, really the city doesn't want people parking all day. But of course, for people who work downtown, sometimes that can be tricky. Where will they park? If they don't move their car every 2 hours, they're subject to getting a ticket.
The city council says that Mayor William Bell wants to crack down on this, both on the broken meters or inconsistent fees in the meters and on people not paying their parking tickets. So what moves are they making?
Exactly. How they're going to solve this problem is really unclear at this point.
Nick Patterson is the editor of Weld, and he joins us during All Things Considered most Thursdays. You can read that story, Bring a Bag of Quarters, at weldbeham.com. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Rachel.